The state's dramatic loss in oil revenue means budget cuts to local municipalities across Alaska. And the city of Homer is no different. This fiscal year, Homer's jail will lose nearly half its state funding, and the city is also bracing for a loss in state funds that typically help balance its operating budget. KBBI's Quentin Chandler reports the cuts come at a time when the city's budget is already stretched thin.
The city of Homer holds a contract with the state to house prisoners arrested by the Alaska State Troopers outside city limits. The contract is still in place, but to save money, the state will stop paying about $350,000 to Homer, nearly 45% of the contract revenue.
I would say we're somewhere between desperate and just getting by.
Homer Police Chief Mark Roble has recently lost a full-time jail officer, leaving him with less than 24-hour coverage of the jail.
To compensate for that, we have dispatchers monitoring prisoners through a video surveillance link. And we have police officers going into the jail and performing jail officers' duties when they're not here.
The loss in funds is just another blow, and it makes the chances of hiring a new jailer bleaker. Roble has been expecting the cuts since February, but he says he wasn't aware they would run so deep until about a month ago.
It really makes a bad situation worse to some degree in the summer when we're stretched so thin on patrol with all the call volume that we have to deal with.
Roble will probably have to pull officers off patrol or have them work overtime to fill in as jailers. KBBI reported earlier this year the Homer Police Department was already stretched thin under perhaps the highest caseload per officer in the state. In a budget request for 2015, the department reported a caseload of about 570 cases per officer. Homer City Manager Katie Kester isn't sure if hiring more staff will be possible anytime soon. On top of the jail cuts this year, the city could lose another $320,000 in state funds called revenue sharing. Kester says the Homer City Council decided it would be unwise to rely on that money after the state warned it planned to take it away.
It was put into the general fund, so it basically was just used for balancing the budget and covering operating costs. That being said, council has said don't do that anymore because you have to consider it as one-time funding because of the uncertain nature of it.
This potential loss in revenue comes at a time when the city's budget is already vulnerable.
The city government is kind of been trimmed as close to the bone as it can be over the last few years since we lost the revenue from non-prepared food sales tax. So the city went through a big exercise in kind of cutting spending and becoming more efficient.
Kester says now, if it's going to save money, the city has to look at cutting services. Kester isn't optimistic the city's situation will change for the better in the near future, considering the state's fiscal environment. She says we're all in for some tight times. Chief Roble says he's just hoping for a new jail officer to take the strain off his department. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.